Crash Course Live is presented by Smash It Demolition Derbies
and the 2016 Bashford Cat.
Demo Derby Masters.
Winter Slam 2016. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash and Capital City Carnage.
Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com.
Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
Good afternoon, good evening, welcome to episode number 124. And stop and get our bearings there.
Wide Earp.
Episode number,
Wide Earp, that was his number.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was the card hand that Jesse James was holding? Do you remember? Aces and eights, was it?
Dead man's hand, is it?
Well, yeah
I don't know. I don't play poker.
No? You don't play poker?
No. Why not? I don't have money to play poker.
True. That's why I like Monopoly. It at least lets me hold on to money.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's the best.
That's awesome.
Get rich. Rich for
a few minutes. Gives you a warm feeling inside.
Does.
For a little while.
Does. You ever try to pay a bill with Monopoly funds?
No.
They don't think it's funny.
Really?
At all.
You know what I was told once by somebody?
This ought to be good.
That if you send your, like, for instance, send your NYSIG bill to, like, your mortgage company and your mortgage bill to your mortgage check to your NYSIG, that, hey, I sent them both. I just put them in the wrong envelopes and it buys you time.
On the topic of that. Did you?
Sounds like a good idea, though, doesn't it?
Well, if you put your return address
uh-huh.
as the main address on the envelope
uh-huh.
and put the person you're trying to send the letter to on the return spot and don't put a stamp on it, it'll get to them.
That's awesome. I never thought of that. They'll save you like 39 cents or whatever it costs to send mail now.
DVDs.
DVDs. Wow. That's why you're the braids of the crew, Chris.
I know. I'm a crook.
It's the only way to be.
A crook and a thief and a liar.
So I've missed you. How you been?
Yeah, I haven't seen you forever. You're all well now?
As well as, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I thought you were sick there for a while.
I was. I had some stuff going on, but I'm all right now, I guess.
That's good. Hair plugs didn't take, huh?
No. I worked really good on my back and shoulders, and not so much on my head. But,
so gross.
You know, I mean, it's all good in the hood.
It's so gross.
How about you? I mean, you actually said you were sick last week, and for you to say you're sick, you got to be really bad.
Yeah, I was diagnosed with, I actually had the flu. It was the flu, hardcore flu.
So did you actually sleep and stuff?
I did.
Really?
For days.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you didn't drink?
That's not good.
Okay. Just wondering.
No, there's none of that going on. No, I felt, it took it out of me. I went home from school on Friday, and I didn't go back until the following Thursday.
Wow.
I was laid out, and then Alan had it, and then Kelsey had it, and my wife had a little touch of it too. And, you know, the flu shot thing, I did not get a flu shot. Both Kelsey and Alan did, and they got the same thing. It just went through a little bit faster.
That
so.
Flu shot is overrated.
It is overrated.
I was talking with a doctor once, and he said what they do is they try to guess what strain of flu is going to be popular, and then they shoot you up with it. So if it's not that strain, you're SOL. So
I believe what I had was H1N1, which was like type A. So I don't know if that means anything to anybody. If we have any doctors that are listening, I question your decision making.
I don't know if we have any doctors.
I
know
what type it is. You just feel like crap for days.
Yeah. I don't know if we have any doctor fans. We got some lawyers and engineers and crazy stuff, but I don't know if we have any doctors.
Ed Brewster's joining us here. We got talking amongst ourselves. And Ed came all the way up from Virginia to hang out with us here. He was, as you see, the car that Donnie Dana painted there, perched on the couch next to Ed. He came up for the jailbreak in the Prison City RC Derby that we had at Auburn Mall Sunday. 20 cars showed up.
Yeah, congratulations to you guys. That is a great turnout. That is just terrific. I'm really happy you guys had success like that. That's awesome.
Everything is junk.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yep. Ed's car there. He pulled it back out for show purposes. He didn't want it to look as rough as it did. But the back end of that thing was a waffled.
Did he get
it? It was flat curled under the rear tires.
So did the Ohio guys get a hold of it?
Ohio guys. One of the Ohio cars. They were kind of looking out for me most of the derby.
Well, that was nice of them.
My stuff wouldn't go, and then David, he'd come over and bump me around a little bit, and it'd take off again. Yeah, so, yeah, I definitely, when I walked in, I was like, yeah, I'm on a team with HT today. So my best finish, yeah, a 10th.
Good for you. Good for you, man. It's awesome.
Trent busted one of my cars.
That's awesome.
Josh didn't know about his car, so he was very excited. The Rosa car was sitting on top of the Rosa car.
Oh, you built the Rosa.
Yeah. Did you see it or no?
I thought you meant his actual Rosa car, because I saw that there.
No.
Well, you built him a Rosa. That's awesome.
I got a body from Ed, and it was the shell, and then turned around and did, you know, basically what Ohio does, just start making it harder and harder and harder.
Cheat, yep, that's good.
And he didn't know about it, so he came in. So we're supposed to start at 2, right? Josh, you know how Josh is punctual.
Oh, absolutely.
He got there. He was standing next to his derby car at 1:58.
Awesome.
And I'm yelling to him. I said, the show intro is about to end. He goes, I'm coming. It's fine. He is sliding in as I'm hitting the cut button. And he's like, hey, everything's... I'm like, what the? I'm messaging him frantically, calling him. Are you still coming? Where are you? What's going on here?
Well, he's Josh Decker. I mean, let's be honest. He's probably signing autographs and stuff and kissing babies and, you know, the likes.
Alan signed the Rosa car.
Awesome.
He took a Sharpie and wrote his name on the side of it, which is pretty cool.
I like that.
But Trent and Bay got out there after. By all means, if anybody wants to call in and be part of the show tonight, 315-712-0104. If you got any questions for Ed, we'll talk a little bit more with Ed about some of his travels here in a minute after we're done recapping. David Tillery winning overall. Ryan Andrews coming home with second place. Third place went to Jordan Rutherford. Jordan said he was going to be the hammer for the team, and it showed. He ended up running out of battery before the other two did.
Nice.
But Jeremy Cady was fourth. He was the guy that won at Radio Hill, and then he ended up getting, I believe it was second place down in at the Motorama show. So he definitely held his own. A lot of first-time drivers, and it was a ball. But he got there, and I had a car that was done up like the Rosa car. It had the Bandau style pillars on it, the sides, so they were pushed out to the side, and I ran 9 wire from the roof down through the trunk lid and wrapped it around the back bumper and braided it, and the back end held up nice. It didn't move at all. It buckled a little bit on the right side, and I don't really know why. I think he just took a bad shot, but
probably driver error, if I had to guess.
Yep. But I mean, it held in line. Josh got a car that he didn't have to touch.
Yeah.
All the work was done.
Just show up and drive it. That's Josh Decker.
That's what he does. But he had fun with that, and then he took. They had a free-for-all after everything was done. Just everybody got to go out and run their cars again. So Trent and Bailey took the cars out. And that first car that I got, that white one that we had in Ohio, that is done.
Awesome.
That is never going to run again. That just got the front end from the A-pillars was ripped right off it.
But how many shows did you get out of that?
5 or 6.
That's got to be good, though.
5 or 6, I think. Well, I mean, I never run more than 5 minutes anyway. Yeah. So, I mean.
Did you actually run this time?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
I turned my transmission into a ball of plastic goo.
Nice.
Yep.
You were shifting like Rick Engelhart?
Yes.
There's no Engelhart tranny, though.
My car wouldn't go straight because I would just go wide open with it. So I was trying to backsteer it, and whatever was in my way got hit. And the steering at some point quit responding because the steering arm is bent in a TP on the left side.
Was that when you drove into my wagon with it?
So I was against the wall, and I couldn't get it to steer. And Ed's car is at Ed's feet, and he's trying to get back and forth. And I just went wide open right into the back of that thing, and I got so deep that I got stuck.
Got hung up. Good for you. That's
HT
cool.
HT guys were right there to save him. They got me out of his back end and got him out of the corner. It was a lot of fun. But cool. Trent ended up breaking the frame. Broke the frame right.
Good
control arm was laid right open, and Bailey waffled that car. And then I got to find a transmission. I now need to find 2 transmissions because the other one's getting pretty crunchy.
Yeah, because you got a show coming up. When's your next show?
I don't know. Sometime in April. There's a Terry Hackathorn's putting on a show down at Big Dog RC in Stoneboro, which is Chris Furster's backyard.
Yep.
So I don't want to sit on top of his. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we got another one. It's gonna be at Radio Hill. And the Browns, the track that they built was awesome. It's
cool.
It held up perfect. I don't think we had but maybe one car get up on the wall and nobody left the park. And there was a guy that went wide open. He flew across the track and he thought he was gonna do a stroke of business, and he swung and missed, and he hit the wall a ton, and it jacked the front of his car. I mean, it just poof gone.
Nice, like a Vic without all the kickers and protectors.
Yeah, yeah. It looked like a Mike DeFrisi car without the stunning run. It just all of a sudden
the front didn't drive it to gone. The wind after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was just the front end was just gone. But it was a ton of fun. It was a ton of fun, and they had a good time. I mean, the Jim Olin with Speed World, he thought it was great. The good. Mall wants to have another one, which is good. Cool. And there was a ton of people. I mean, I couldn't get over the people, and we kept telling them, you know, we got to stand back. We learned our lesson from Blizzard Bash. We put the camera on top of the roof of Josh's car, on top of the Rosa car, and shot down into the pit that way so you could see most of the track. And the track was situated next to the podcast table, and it was situated right next to the front of the car, so nobody could really stand in front of it, so the shot wasn't blocked or anything. So it worked out.
Good.
Worked out really well. There's a lot of people that are interested, and I now have two of the Ohio-style cars in my possession, so...
Sweet.
The bodies will at least hold up.
Nice. Good for you.
I got me one now, too.
There you go. One and out. Hey, I'd
time
like
to learn.
I would like to get some stuff from Ohio, too, but unfortunately, those guys aren't as willing to get rid of their full-size Derby stuff.
No. No.
That would be really cool, though. But unfortunately, I haven't convinced Toby Hiley to build me a wagon and send it up here yet, so... not for lack of trying. I mean,
bronze,
whatever I can, but
the bronze will probably let you borrow it.
Yeah, probably not. I'm sure I couldn't hurt it, but I don't think they would let me borrow it. No.
Can you imagine what would happen if you rolled into Seneca County with a car built like the bronze cars?
Oh, I would just hold it on the floor for the 2 minutes it'd run in the heat.
Would you even get through tech inspection with it? I mean, you got to remember that Ben has teched there before.
But if I was able somehow to get it through inspection, I could win that show. And I bet you the heat would be over in realistically probably 3-4 minutes. Feature might go 7-8, maybe 9. Because I would just back to the rear bumper, touch whatever was behind me, and just junk. Because there's nothing there that would be hard enough to bend it. I mean, you see how those cars run at turn back clock, and they weren't bending last year, so...
Nope.
Yeah, I definitely. Pretty much, you know, I wouldn't be bashful. I would take, you know, bronze, Petros, Hileys,
Zizzleman. We're going to see all of them.
Yeah,
Zizzleman. Soon.
Soon. Like soon. 2 months. Like a month after we get back from Topeka.
Zizzleman won.
Yeah, 10 grand for
not
stock.
A bad run.
Yeah. I see he signed up to run Urban Destruction.
You know who else has signed up to run Urban Destruction?
Pete Hansen.
In his
I've seen fit some pictures.
Of lunacy. Yeah.
He sent me a couple pictures.
For a 2-day build, not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. Pete retired and now he's got the itch worse than ever.
Yeah, it's and he's building stuff just as insanely. One of the things that we forgot to ask him, you know, he talked about how he loved the Riviera because he could pull the cage out of one and drop it right into the other, and it's all set. Now he's got the wagon. Or whatever.
That's what's going on. That's what's
going
on.
I don't know what that car was, actually. The Urban Destruction car.
74 Olds.
Wait a minute. I've heard that before, but it wasn't an Olds.
I said, I questioned about that, and I didn't get an answer, but I don't believe for those rules you could do that.
No.
I know Pete has the talent, obviously, to do that, but I don't believe for that rule you could do it, or those rules you could do it, but... I'm sure a Pete Hansen build the walls will be just fine.
But, I mean, that's the first time he's had to build a new cage in probably 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty crazy.
I think that Riviera cage was pretty close to what he had for his Crown Vic cage when he won Keystone Nationals, the first of his back-to-back.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he wanted to take a wagon, but he didn't. I don't think he had the time for Urban Destruction, so he's building the walls, but... He sent me pictures of both, and they're both definitely very impressive machines. You know, I saw the list. Somebody had the list up on Facebook today, and there's some great names running Urban Destruction. Don Santel, Pete, Zizzleman signed up for it. Schwarzkopf, I believe, was in there.
Randy.
Yeah, there's some great, great drivers that are going to that show. So,
I interviewed Randy years ago. Would have been 2011, maybe? 2011, 2012. There's a story on him for Demolition Derby League. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, yeah. It was funny, actually, he...
did that story, and he ended up winning Mayhem again. Go ahead.
Actually, I was texting back and forth with Eric Jagir one night when we first started doing the show, and he had done one of his meetings and met up with Randy and started talking about it, and Eric and I ended up texting about that for a while.
Hear me now.
You're on.
Oh, I'm on.
Yeah, you're on right now.
All right, fantastic. I can't hear it and talk on the phone at the same time. Chris,
Ryan,
I want to say thank you very much for this weekend. I had an absolute riot.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
First time ever running in an RC demolition derby, but it was fun. Very much fun.
I think your car held up just fine for you, too.
Believe it or not, I was actually surprised after looking at those Ohio boys' cars. Mine held up well enough for a rookie.
Mm-hmm. You did great. So, Heather helped out with officiating.
I certainly need to do something to improve my battery life, but that'll happen with cheap equipment, right?
Yes. Yep. Everything Ryan Deal does is done on a budget.
Yep.
Well, hey, man, I like to play, and I like to play a lot, so you got to do it as cheap as possible.
True.
Very true.
So, Ryan, is this going to take over for the full-size derby, and you can get right into the RC derby, or what?
Oh, come on now, Brian. You know I'm retired.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously, running the RC show, that's something fun you can get into again, though.
It is. I actually had an awful lot of fun just building it. Chris was nice enough to send me some decent pictures and give me about three pointers, and I sat down, drank a few beers, listened to some music, and got the rivet gun out.
There you go.
Not quite as exciting as running a 8-pound sledge or something, but it'll have to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm still looking forward to trying it. It seems so every time I want to, something pops up, but sooner or later, I'm going to run out. I'm going to be like Josh Decker and just show up and drive.
Perfect.
That's what I'm looking for.
You're going to have to get some cosmetic surgery to be that good.
That wasn't nice. Yeah, well.
That was kind of funny. That was kind of funny. But we were talking a little bit about the urban destruction cars and some of these huge shows that are coming up. Ed now, he's had the opportunity to go to some of these shows. And I just wondered, you know, now that you've been around it a little bit, you got to meet some of these drivers, and you're knowing some of these guys now by face, and you've had some internet conversation with these guys. What do you think of our sport? I mean, we kind of work in it, so sometimes we lose sight of the fan aspect of it. But you're coming to this purely as a fan.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm blown away every time.
Which end of the sport are you talking about now?
Hang on, Ryan.
RC part or
hang
the
on.
Actual part?
Hang on, Ryan. Hang on, Ryan.
I was just saying, I'm blown away every time I go to one. I hadn't been to Derby since the 70s, and it's all new to me. Meeting all the guys and everything is really great. I find that the RC Derby, I just kind of knit right in with them. We're kind of on the same level of understanding of what's going on, more or less, in Derby. Mm-hmm. And we see so much of the same issues in the RC Derby. They bring up the HT guys. They're just on the game. Everybody else has got to do their homework and catch up.
Mm-hmm. Ed, when you first started the RC demo, Demolition Derby, did you think it would be as big as it is now?
It's way surpassed anything I ever could imagine, really. And when I first started it, I thought, well, we'll give it a try. It's probably going to bomb out. And next thing you know, it exploded in a good way.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and it just keeps surprising me every corner I take with it.
And I can remember, like, the first time we saw it. Like, I remember seeing it on YouTube or something, saying something to Chris. He's like, yeah, I saw something about that. And then it wasn't like a week or two later, you know, we talked to you guys for the first time. And it's so cool the way it's exploded. I mean, that's all over, you know. And I mean, you guys had great support this weekend. And, you know, I know in the Ohio show, they had, what, 50 cars out there? And
yeah, they had 50 or 52.
52.
They had 52, yeah, which is the record incredible right now. And Bash for Cash, Tim Clark, he said, I don't want to be bothered with the minutia. You guys take care of it. Mm-hmm. So Ed's got a display area on the vendor's spot where the heats are going to be. And then we've got a track that'll be brought out in front of everybody like last year.
That's awesome.
And they said the only thing that we need to make sure happens, this is Tim at Smash It. He said, we're taking care of the trophies. So we're going to have trophies for the top three and heavy hitter, and it needs to pay at least $1,000 to win.
That's great.
Okay.
He goes, there's county fair derbies. I'll pay that for full-size cars. That's
awesome.
He
goes, other than that, I don't need to know anything about it. He goes, just make it happen. So off we go. I mean,
that's terrific. And
the nice thing with Tim is he said that they're going to take care of they're taking care of the 1,000 to win part mm-hmm. and the trophies, and there's no entry fee.
That's awesome.
He said there will not be an entry fee at Bash for Cash this year, and there won't be an entry fee at Blizzard Bash either. And I fully anticipate we're going to have 100 cars there.
That would be awesome.
I mean,
we
got to figure out – what we almost have to do is figure out a pre-entry list and cap it at 100 because we're going to be there all day. We're going to be there all day.
We're used to stuff like that.
Yes. Yes.
See, that's where I can't believe that it's gone, you know. Pull in 100 entries. I mean, it's just unreal. Yeah,
that's
we
terrific.
Used to do it with 5 or 6 cars for a little junk trophy, you know, and pat on the back and say, hey, I won. That was it.
Yeah, it's great. It's – And that's the thing, I mean, is that, you know, it's something, you know, it's not cheap, but it's cheaper than, you know, full-size derbying or even compact derbying. You know, it's something guys can get into, and it's something, you know, kids can get into. So it's, I really think it's got a really good niche, and I think it'll continue growing. You know,
well,
I mean,
the way I explained it to somebody that we were talking to, they said, is this really like a demolition derby? It's like aside of the 2 rescues that you get, yeah, pretty much. Once you hit the 25 minute mark, you're on your own. Mm-hmm. And this is the side of the demolition derby world that a guy that retired or got out of it or got hurt, like Ryan's case.
Yeah,
Ryan's had neck surgery. He can't derby anymore.
Yep.
That guy can get into it.
Yep.
His dad, who used to drive in the 70s, could get into it with him,
mm-hmm.
and his kid could get into it, yeah. and everybody's running together. So now you go someplace like Bash for Cash. You're going to go there for the derby, but now you got a chance at running. Everybody gets to do something together. It just adds that extra mm-hmm. element to it, and it's really been gaining a good foothold on that side of it.
That's awesome. Yeah, like I said from the beginning, I thought it was something terrific, and to see the momentum it's picked up, it's great. I mean, I know how much time and effort everybody puts into it, and it's great to see it turning out like that. I mean, you know, it would be terrific to go to Blizzard Bash and see 100 RC cars there to get wrecked. I mean, it'd be a lot of work for you guys, but I mean, I think it'd be cool.
You'd be watching the stock car race or something over at the hotel waiting for.
Well, you know, if it's cold and I've been outside all day, I might have to take a break. But it's you know really cool, and I'm glad to see that it's grown the way it has. Hopefully this year I don't get stuck in a room with you the night before and you're working on a car till hours of the morning when I'm trying to get my beauty sleep.
If it's not that, it's going to be something else. Just
no, because I'll room with somebody else. Hopefully there'll be 3 or 4 of us there. So if
we I think we're doing the same. We're going to do the same thing. We're out there for Capital City Carnage, which is, I mean, it's right around the corner. Did you hear Bando decided he's going to gear up?
Sure did.
You talk it all with him?
A little bit.
Whoa.
Yeah, I've been... I know some guys in the region that have built some GM products, maybe Riviera or two, and kind of set some things up for some guys to talk. And
he went to the dark side, though. I don't know how I feel about this whole GM thing, but
you know, for the time and energy he puts in, I hope he goes out there and wins $30,000.
Yes,
that would be incredible.
It would make a really good dent in all those bills.
That would be incredible.
Sam's a ton of fun. Crossroads is right around the corner, and mm-hmm. I don't know if he's what he's going to take there, but Josh has been feverishly working the phones, and he said that if we go a day early, he said this yesterday or Sunday on the podcast, if we go a day early, he's got a 67 Imperial waiting for him. Now, Josh drove in Bird Island 2 years ago. You remember that?
I wasn't there, but I remember seeing the aftermath, yeah.
When he got out of the car, putting his hands in the fire to drag his feet through the fire and beat the fire off of his shoes. Yeah. And the bruises.
On his kidneys, rib cages. Yeah.
Everything. And this was in, I think it was a Lincoln. Now, he's going to go take, this is his wheelhouse car, but they're built kind of the same way. So he's just begging for, more kidney damage.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'd love to see it.
Time to move to the RC Derby.
Yeah, it's time to move to the RC Derby, man. Holy cow.
He drove. Josh had his car there. He did the best he could with it. His kids are much better. And you would have thought with the amount of video games that Josh has played, His eye-hand coordination would have been better.
Well, you know, he's getting old.
He's the youngest one of all of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baby face. He's been trying since...
He's younger than you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. He's younger than me by, I think, 2 years.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, because he just turned 30. I think he's 30 or 31 now.
Damn, he's young.
He's a baby.
Terrific.
But Crossroads, I think that's going to be a ton of fun. I was talking with Paul, and he had a chance to catch up with Matt Ertman here last week and just kind of talk a little bit about what's coming up there. That show, I mean, we're on top of it. I mean, it's the end of March already, and it's going to cut loose.
It gets busy.
Yeah. I saw Jared Lazenby. He just posted some stuff.
Is that the same show we went to last year?
I think so.
Paying different this year, yeah, apparently?
I believe so. Yep, I saw that's out there. And then Total Destruction, they've got their schedule done. Otsego County Fair, Morris, they've got 4 nights over there this year. So that's...
Jeremy Gully's got a show in Boonville.
Yep. Yep, May 14th.
And then he's got his
FTR.
OGD?
GDS.
GDS, that's what it was. I couldn't remember.
I never remember the name of it, and I'm not even 100% sure what day it is.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I believe that's going to be towards the end of August.
Then we got the big show in Bath. Of course, we got Coos.
Mm-hmm.
Talking with Brett. He's pretty excited about how Coos is looking. So,
why wouldn't you be excited? I mean, yeah. It's all going to be here before you know it.
Going to get busy in a hurry. Before we know it, we're going to be at Blizzard Bash.
Again. Watching Cadillacs and Fords go nose to nose.
Cadillacs, junk, and Fords.
All was right with the world.
It was. There's nothing better than seeing a Ford get junked in one shot.
Yeah, I can't think of much. And just a quick reminder, Kenny Rosno's car did not go in the dirt.
No, definitely not.
Just let the record show.
The nose was pretty nasty. Pretty nasty.
The back end.
I think the only thing that ended up bending it was I think him and Eric Moulet hit corner to corner. And I think that's what accordioned his frame. But then the guys from... Pulsar Mopar showed up with a gigantic electric over hydraulic porta power and bent it right back out straight.
That was the 20-ton one, right?
Yeah, it was a 20-ton.
One of the several that were there.
Those guys, they put in a lot of work. And it was definitely. You know, it was funny. A guy I work with asked me, he goes, hey, he goes, if I'm going to travel, what show should I go to? Should I go to if I want to see, you know? And I'm like, it's hard. I said, you know, there's so many we go to. But I said, if there was only one you were going to go to, I said, I can't narrow it to one. But I said, I'd tell you the two I'd pick out of. And
Ed, you've been to Blizzard Bash now. You've been to Bash for Cash. You've got opportunities to go to a number of these other shows that are coming up this year with the different chapters and stuff like that. Is there one that stands out in your mind? I mean, I know when we were at Bash for Cash last year, your previous experience with Demolition Derby was from the 70s. It was a much, much different world. You hadn't seen anything like that. Is there anything that stands out to you?
Every one I go to, there's always something that really stands out. And, you know, Bash for Cash, you took me down Vendor Aisle and started showing me all the reinforcements and protection they have for the stuff in the motors.
It's not reinforcements, it's protection. And that's for equipment protection. It serves no other purpose.
Protection, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
And then out there at Blizzard Bash, we're outside and the cars are lining up coming in the arena there, and it's like right on top of them, I'm getting to really check these builds out. And I'm like, the imagination they use doing it and all. It's just unreal. So, you know, I guess everything right now is going to stand out to me pretty heavy. I can't really put a finger on just one particular event.
I think that's...
I'm just, you know, waiting to get back to Bash for Cash again this year. I'm sure it's just going to be, you know, another thing I'm going to be just flipping out again because... Ohio guys, they always coming up with something new, man. They're always pushing the envelope.
Did you see what Tim and Russ are doing for Mad Dog this year at Bash for Cash?
Yes.
That's pretty nasty.
Yep.
For Turn Back the Clock, I mean, those guys were on it last year. That was a very aggressive class. You know, and we've touched 80s wasn't as aggressive, but you know what? There's some guys that are going to be looking to turn it up this year, you know, halfway through a heat or, you know, however long they're going to do it. And, you know, you got a chance to make $500 a trophy and you're in the feature and you're done running. You don't have to run the rest of the heat. I mean, that's, you know, that's pretty impressive. I definitely liked the great idea. You know, it's
gonna be awesome. I saw how hard they hammered each other at Bash for Cash, Blizzard Bash. I was impressed when I went to Woodstock.
Yeah.
It was a smaller event, smaller derby area, but, I mean, those guys were throwing it down like sledgehammers.
Oh, yeah, those guys are nuts down there. I've never been there in person, but I've watched some video with Chris, and it's very impressive.
That surprised me. It was in my backyard.
Woodstock. Now there's another interesting, when we're talking about the spectrum, the cars are equally hard. Their cars have just as much ingenuity. They're just doing a lot of it on their own. Like, if they need to make a halo bar, they'll take the five pieces of metal and they'll just butt weld them together or stitch weld them, whatever. Ben's not here to correct my welding
terminology.
Yeah. And they'll burn it in. And I told you about the battery box that Mark Wolf had that was made out of deck post and lawnmower blades. But it did the same purpose. It filled up that whole floor side because it's for protection. It doesn't serve any other purpose. But it did that same thing. But you've got that same ingenuity and you've got some high-end creative builds. And then you turn around and you've got just the refined and polished build that you see at Bash for Cash or Blizzard Bash. Or, I mean, like, you got put on the spot. Brian, you did. I mean, somebody asking, what derby do I have to go to? And
yeah, it was – and I did. I told them the two derby, you know, if there's – you know, right now I feel there's two derbies that are at the top of the list. You know, and you can't go wrong with either one. You know, and that's what I told them. So
we had a lot of people last week that enjoyed the extra conversation. So we tried to shift gears and give a lot of those folks a chance to come and sort of be part of the show. The phone lines are open. If anybody wants to call in, you're more than welcome. It was good to talk with Ryan. Ryan ended up, what happened was he was having trouble hearing us. So he hung up. I said, you're welcome to call back. He goes, I can, but I can't hear. So we'll go with that. But to touch on what you were discussing here a minute ago, Bash for Cash is going to recognize hard drivers. So they've got this new twist in the Derby Tees, Turn Back the Clock, and the Near at Big Rock 80s class. At the 15-minute mark, all the action is going to stop. If there's a hard driver that the crowd agrees with, that driver is going to be called the Mad Dog, going to have his heat trophy, going to have $500 and a direct spot in the feature. Mad Dog driver car is going to be taken off the track right then. It's impounded for the feature. And if they have a heat where there's no hard driver, $500 is going to be evenly split between the Mad Dog drivers or the other heats in that class. So the money is going to get spent.
Yeah.
The money's out there. It's getting paid out one way or the other. And track officials are going to choose the hard drivers, but the crowd is going to have the final say if they deserve the Mad Dog spot. So getting the crowd involved with it.
Now, think about it. Think about a couple years ago when Bobby Brockway was there. And, you know, he was driving his normal customary, you know, Bobby Brockway hammer and Hoosier style. But he ended up using the car up, and he wasn't able to make it to the feature. Last year,
That was that two-door box Ford that he had, right? Yes.
Last year, the Mad Russian, Jesse Kunkel, he was junking stuff. Imagine if they stopped him halfway through that run, and he could have repaired the car and then went to the feature.
Hang on. That's not accurate. You're not comparing apples to apples. Because if Jesse knew that they were going to potentially shut him off halfway, he would have driven twice as hard. He would have driven twice as hard. There's no question. He would have been out there.
But think about it. I mean, guys that drive, you know, 15 minutes of driving hard. You know, and then you're in a feature. I mean, there's guys that are going to be like, look, that's the only chance we got.
There are guys that is the only chance that they've got.
You know, I mean, think about it. Look at those heats. There isn't an easy heat at Bash for Cash. There is no easy heats. You know, and that's just the way it is. I mean, especially this year. I mean, with the drivers we know that are coming and rumors we've heard of who are coming, they're just going to get harder. So, I mean, you know, why not go out there and just, you know, put it down for 15 minutes, you know, because those cars are built for that.
Yes.
You know, and put it down for 15 minutes and then repair it and see what you can do in the future.
Drive it the way nature intended.
Yeah, absolutely. So
wide open.
You know, I'm definitely looking forward to it. You know, they're definitely, you know, and, you know, trying to improve an already great show. So, excuse me. You know, it's definitely going to be awesome. I can't wait.
$10,000 to win compact show.
Imagine what those guys are going to do for $10,000.
Well, did you see Baldwin's got compact motors coming out?
That's crazy. That is insane. But you know what? I mean,
why not?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's, you know, how many 10 grand to win compact shows are there this year? We know of two for sure.
Two or three.
At least two for sure. You know, I mean, why wouldn't you spend the money to, you know, go run for 10 grand? You know what I mean? And that's what it's come to. We saw Slider CV Chefs. Mm-hmm. Remember we talked about those earlier this winter. We were discussing it. And that's what we said. You know, that it's going to come to that stuff because they're running for such big purses now. So.
This is Chris. Hey, Scott. Let me put you in.
Scott Brown calling in from Utah. Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. What's that?
I got you. Go ahead.
Okay, I hear you fine.
Good. What can I help you out with, Scott?
How do you think that would fare out here in Utah with the RC Derbies?
You don't have a chapter in Utah yet, do you? You don't have a chapter? No?
No, I was just thinking, man, you'd be great to have a Utah chapter.
You want to know what would be crazy? Is the starts, because you'd have to do the carousel start.
Yeah, that would be wicked.
That'd be awesome.
That would be wicked.
You'd have to. You'd have to. Yeah. Scott, man, it's up to you. You got to get it started.
You know, it's been bouncing around in my head to maybe try it.
Balls in your court. I mean, rules are ready available. You've got big shows that you can pair up with. I know you know the right people to get the shows on their feet. You know, you just got to be willing to take the growing pains early. You know, the 4 and 5 car shows, that kind of stuff happens, but it'll take off.
Oh, I don't
give time.
I don't know anybody.
You know Chris Marquardt. What more do you need?
No, it's not what we're talking about.
Exactly. All I need is to know Chris.
He moved out there so he could be closer to Johnny.
That's what I heard.
Right?
Well, actually, yeah. I'm 5 minutes away from Golden Spike.
There you go.
Yeah, about 5 minutes away from Golden Spike where they're having Mania.
We'll be catching up with Scott out there. We're going out to Golden Spike Arena. We actually, it's already 20 up. We got to run through ads.
So you got some bills to pay.
Yeah.
Been
having our...
Got to make sure I stop at Jimmy John's before I get there.
Yes, do that.
Just get you some gluten-free.
Yeah. Watch out for the Perkins. And was it in Tooele?
You would be proud of me, Chris.
What happened?
We were at work today, and somebody had a sandwich without any bread. I said, what are you, no carbohydrates? And they said gluten-free, but there's potato chips. And I said, it can't be gluten-free because there's potato chips there.
Not true.
I'm learning from you.
That's not true. But most potato chips are okay. Potato chips are all right. It's like the barbecue one where they got malted barley flour.
You just try to bring me down. You always bring me down.
Did it work?
If I was Josh, you'd tell me that I was right.
Plain old chips are fine. I've been doing as most as I can gluten-free, and it's helped my Crohn's.
Yeah.
And I still have chips here and there.
See? All dressed chips straight out of Canada.
Whatever. Don't talk to me anymore. We're not friends.
Tell you one other question. Has anybody come up with an idea for... Because just because the body style is kind of dear to my heart is a bubble caprice or a bubble caprice wagon for the RC Derbies?
Looking at you, Ed.
Right now, next on our slate's 68 to 70 Cadillac right now. I don't do a lot of the building of the bodies, but
Mike Brown
seems
told me that's
to
the
me
hardest
that
Cadillac ever made.
What he's talking there could be quite a bit of a challenge to make.
Yeah,
no kidding.
The 92 Caprices.
Is bead rolling legal in RC Derby?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Just wondering. Not that I've thought a lot about it, but...
type of show I used to drive, and I drove a few of those, and with a basic stock and breaking in the top 10, top 5 with that car out of 30 plus cars, I kind of liked the car. I enjoyed running them. Like, I was thinking, I'd love to do one in an RC.
I can guarantee that the first person to make one of those bubble style Caprices, it's going to go right in the dirt. Because that's what they do. I don't know. No, I haven't come across any of them in my
travels. They're becoming more
travels.
Popular, though. In some of the stocker shows, they're becoming...
The Roadmasters.
Yeah, the Roadmasters are becoming popular.
Yes, the Roadmaster won Mayhem, right?
No.
Was it? What show did the Roadmaster win?
Wasn't it,
it was
one
a stock
here a couple weeks ago. Wasn't it? Wasn't that a Roadmaster? Was down towards the end there?
I can't remember now. I remember we talked about a Roadmaster, but yeah. I can't remember what show it was. Yeah. Somebody listening will tell me, I'm sure. I'll start watching the text messages.
I'm sure. Well,
maybe we'll have to talk more about getting an RC one out here.
That'll be driving to Utah for sure.
Enough time
next.
To get it for May Mania, but definitely plenty of time to get one ready for Halloween.
Ready for Kansas in November.
How many hours was it for you to drive to Kansas?
24 and a half.
Oh. Wow.
And I bet you that extra half hour at the end was brutal.
No, what was brutal was Josh traveling with me. He drove 2.5 hours of it for me. So
out of the 24 and a half.
I had me a good rest, you know.
Well, we were...
chances of Brian being able to come out here in May?
I don't know if that's going to play out because we've got... We're trying to spread out some of our travel so that everybody doesn't have to take the same amount of time off of work, because by the time we got to November, everybody was kind of chewing on their fingernails saying, we still got to do our Christmas stuff with our families, and everybody was out of vacation time.
Yeah, we Ben's making the first trip to Utah. I know we're going back out again in October. I'm not sure what's going on for that.
I'm telling you right now, I gave Ben first dibs on the Utah trips because that is some place that he was born to visit for a derby.
Yeah, obviously.
He didn't get to make a number of the trips last year with everything that was going on. So I gave him first crack at he's got first refusal on Utah.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and I think he's going on a day early.
Yeah, I mean that too. But
for me personally, it'd be great to meet the rest of the guys from the show. But we'll see how it goes.
Absolutely.
Just go to your kitchen and take a washcloth and soak it, and then say hello to it, and that's like talking to Josh Decker. Personality of a wet washcloth.
Oh, Josh's feelings are going to be hurt later. I mean, when his own PR guy says that, that's not good.
Hey, he's got his own Facebook page now.
He does.
And it's got more likes than the Crash Course does.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Serious.
Fired. We're firing.
Well, maybe, like I said, maybe we'll.
No, I gotta look that up. I'm gonna unlike him.
Getting the RC thing out this way, but see what happens.
Well, I know Ed,
looking forward to seeing you guys at May Mania.
Ed's the guy to chat with. Get a hold of Ed on Facebook. You can find him right on there, and he can get you all the information in terms of getting started.
All right. Yeah, I'll definitely look him up and. I shall talk to you guys in the future.
For sure. Scott, man, thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks, buddy.
We'll see you later. We just missed a phone call from somebody. Be sure to call back. There it goes. Let's see.
He's only got 1,700. Our podcast has got like 9,000.
This is Chris. Are you there?
False alarm. You there?
Sounds like somebody's hanging up over there somewhere.
I think they might have been doing a phone call downstairs.
Whoops.
So we may have just disconnected their call. Anyway, unfortunate. Here, let's
play some bills.
Yeah, we got to do that. We definitely have to do that. So we'll run through this stuff. We'll be right back with you.
Smash It Demolition Derby has partnered with Crash Course for the duration of the 2016 season. Offering more than 40 shows throughout Ohio, they are the promotion group that oversees the annual Bash for Cash. Scheduled for May 27th to the 29th, the Memorial Day Weekend Classic is now 3 days long and will feature three main events paying in excess of $10,000 to each of three drivers. The DEC Header Compact run Friday night with their feature set for Sunday paying $10,000. The DerbyTees.com Turn Back the Clock and Big Rock Mira 80s and newer will also pay first place more than 10 grand in each division on Sunday night. Light trucks, youth cars, the wire class, 80s newer wire class, full-size trucks, street stocks, and 5-foot full-size outlaws for the schedule as the show moves to its new home at the Ross County Fairgrounds in Chillicothe, Ohio. Again, that's the Bash for Cash 2016, May 27th to the 29th in Chillicothe, Ohio. For more on the Bash for Cash or Smash It's County Fair schedule, visit www.smashitderby.com.
It's truck month at Latham Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can get the best deals of the year on all of our Ram trucks in inventory. Plus, if you're a current or past customer at Latham Hills, we're offering you an additional $250 customer loyalty rebate. And if you live in northern Utah, we have an additional $250 great neighbor rebate too. So during truck month, we have a new 2016 Ram 1500 SLT Crew Cab. And after dealership discounts, customer cash, and truck month rebate, it's yours for only $39,115. We're going to take advantage of these savings during truck month at Latham Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Capital City Carnage will kick off the 2016 schedule for Ultimate Derby, paying $30,000 to win. The show is open to only 100 cars with slightly lighter build specs than Blizzard Bash. The feature field will be set by a series of 10 qualifying heats, and only around 20 cars will make the A main. The Elite program will open the season for Ultimate Derby, which will close the year right back in Topeka, Kansas Expo Center with the 2016 Blizzard Bash. But first, we'll crown the champion of Capital City Carnage April 29th to 30th in downtown Topeka. For more, visit www.capitalcitycarnage.com. Kings of Old School returns for their second installment of Spring Chaos, June 11th and 12th at the Broome County Fairgrounds in Whitney Point, New York. Last year, it was Jonathan Furr coming away with the inaugural title. The show promises as much action as last year, springing into a two-day format for the first time. Rules and payout are posted online at kingsofoldschool.net. The Kings of Old School team event will be center stage again, moving to the Delaware County Fairgrounds in Walton, New York, as part of the Kings of Old School Regional Championship Program, September 4th and 5th. The county and event winners from around the Northeast will be eligible to run during this championship event. For more details, again, jump online and visit kingsofoldschool.net or visit the group on Facebook.
And just a couple more items of business to make note of. Crossroads of Destruction coming up May 6th and 7th at the Freeborn County Fairgrounds in Albert Lee, Minnesota. 80s Chain Class 7,000 to win, 6th through 10th paying $200. Old Iron 1,500 to win, paying the top 5, open to the first 20 entries. Same thing for the Stock Trucks, 1,500 to win, 20 entries open for that division. Rookie 80s and newer, 500 to win, paying the top 5. The top 3 have the option of forfeiting their purse and instead going right to the adult feature. So that's going to be a ton of fun to keep track of. Some of those young kids have a chance to get in there, mix it up with the adults. Inspections are May the 6th. 80s class entry fee is $200 through the end of this month. You only got about 10 days left on that. It's $400 all points afterwards. $50 comes back to you if you pass tech on the first try. It's going to cost you $25 for each additional retech attempt. Call Paul Nielsen for additional details, 507-383-6094. There's also a Facebook group. You jump online, you can find out more about Crossroads on Facebook. Caledonia Crash Jam Festival, that's scheduled for this coming July, July the 16th, the Livingston County Fairgrounds in Caledonia, New York. More than $7,800 in prize money being paid out. Kenny Swingle's in charge of that one, 585-447-7939. Also got a Facebook page. Derby set to begin at 3 o'clock. That's with the Power Wheels. Compact, 1,100 to win, 350 for second, 200 to start the feature. That's from 5th on down. Full size paying 1,400 to win, 450 for second, 300 to start. And that's from 5th on down. And the Junk Run's going to be $500 to win that. FTR Spring Showdown coming up May the 14th in Boonville. Full size, 1250 to win, 500 for second, 200 for third. Compacts, $1,000 for first place, 300 for second, 100 for third. $15 a person. It's at the Boonville Fairgrounds in Boonville, New York. And I want to take a second to quell a bit of a rumor that has been circulating. John King. John King is, in fact, still doing the Madison County Fair. There's been ample rumor going around that he did not get that show, but that is not true. July the 9th is the day for the Madison County Fair in Brookfield, and then September the 24th is going to be Wheel Days again. So both of those shows still in place for John King and King Smash from Crash from Demolition Derbies. We wanted to make sure that we got that out there so everybody was aware of what was going on. There's a mid-size class, Paul, listening in right now, the mid-size class as well, and that's full at Crossroads. On top of that, also Layton Hills Dodge, they're the ones that are helping make everything possible for us to come out and be part of May Mania, the return of the Golden Spike. So excited to be out there and checking out what Stern Dirt has to offer. But we had that note there about the Bubble Caprice, and then during the break, Ed was talking about you've got a Pontiac that you're trying to move.
Yeah, I got a 79 Pontiac Parisienne.
You got any pricing on it?
No, open for offers.
Open for offers.
Wow, that's gonna start at like $25. Yeah.
Yep. Somebody's gonna get you. You're gonna get Facebook messages. I'll haul it away for scrap.
I'll haul it away. Hold on to it till it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was probably wrong words. Oh. We want money for it.
There you go.
And Josh has a wagon too, right? He's got a Trino wagon.
Yeah, he does.
Did he ever sell that or not?
Not yet. He was talking about dragging it up to Woodstock to see if he could move it up there.
I think that there's plenty of people to be interested in that.
I never ran a Trino wagon, but I ran a Mercury Cougar wagon.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know if I've ever even seen a Cougar wagon.
Look, that's it looks identical to a Trino. It's just the Mercury version. Got a 351 modified. That thing would scream.
Really?
Yep. Took it to Canandaigua. Ran it. I made it to the feature, and then somebody hit me in the driver's door, and I hit him at a corner from as far down the track as I could go and broke my distributor in there. I sat looking like an idiot.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It was well worth it.
It was well worth it.
Yep. Well worth it.
Yeah. So, yep, Mercury Cougar. I got that right up right around the corner at Mitchell's.
Yeah?
Yep. Good old days. Man, did that car go. Awesome running little motor in it.
What was that there? Trying to keep up. There we go. All right. So we got those guys all squared away. And then we talked about Chris Furster's show. We talked about the heavy hitters. We hit on that compact motor thing. I want to get Jeff on to go into some more detail on that because it was pretty neat that that's coming together the way that it is. I think we hit just about everything we wanted to hit this week. Did I miss anything?
I don't know.
Ryan Ostrander's birthday's today.
Yep. Ryan Ostrander sent some parts to our buddy Daniel Ort.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw there was a thing on, and Daniel put a thing up about looking for some parts, and Buell, I think Josh Buell kind of pointed him toward Ryan, and wasn't too many days later, Daniel sent me a picture. He got his stuff from Ryan. So definitely going across the country, man. If Pete Hansen just bought a tranny cooler, he had a picture of that. I believe it was on Facebook.
Yeah.
Pete was very impressed.
Was it on Facebook or was it one of the private messages?
No, I think it was on Facebook. I saw it.
The good stuff's only in the private messages.
Yes, very good stuff. Very, very good stuff. But, guys, I'm telling you, Ryan Ostrander, Catskill, he definitely is a craftsman, you know, builds great stuff. Give him a shout. He's building some really nice stuff.
You know, he builds nice stuff?
Really nice stuff. Seen Josh had a shifter and I think a gas tank for his second batch for Cash Car.
Yeah.
I thought I saw a picture of it on Josh's Facebook.
What do we got here?
This is Chris. Hey, Donnie, how are you? Yep, let me put you in. Hang on. Joining us calling in is the artist who painted the Play With Fire GMW wagon, Donnie Dana.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Ed, what, you guys do any racing, any derbies down at your home track?
We're going to get them going, probably have one first of May.
Is there, you have an RC track, right? Like, do you have races there, like just regular races, or?
Yeah, we've got three dirt round tracks, high bank oval, two flats. We got pavement track, rock crawl, and motocross track.
Got
everything. You guys run like a series there and stuff, or?
Yeah, we run point series year round, pretty much when the weather lets us.
Yeah, they're outside racing in the snow.
I've seen on your Facebook page you were working. You've been working on the track and stuff lately.
Yeah, man. I was kind of glad to run up here and get a break from that for a little while. The weather really told the tracks bad over the wintertime, and I still got a lot of work ahead of me. Plus, we're supposed to cut a new track too.
Those cars have got to be crazy fast around a high bank oval.
On the high bank oval, we got probably like about 38 degrees in the turns. And when we first cranked up what we call a Run What You Brung series, it was just wide open. Long as it was 10th scale, we didn't care what was in it. And we started seeing like 5-second laps on this track, which was equating to close to 80 miles an hour.
Wow.
So we had to really tone them down because when you're inside this track, it's like we always called it like being in a cage match.
Yeah.
Because if you were out there flagging or marshalling, you had nowhere to go. You could do nothing but jump and hope the car missed you. And when they start achieving that speed, I mean, you can break some bones and stuff.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking because those cars are fast. And I mean, you get them going around a high bank, and that is just –
yeah, it's pretty amazing. Everybody calls it the little Bristol. It's very much like Bristol Speedway.
Wow.
And,
That would be cool.
If you dialed in, I mean, you can flat keep the hammer down and roll.
Imagine Kevin Ridley down there, because you know he'd get dialed in.
Jim Petro, one of the guys that races Mud Bosses down at Radio Hill, mm-hmm. he's got a track, and he's working on making a little bit, it's going to be a loose dirt high banked oval, and they want to take these derby cars and do an enduro. They want to take the 10 body cars and do an enduro.
Wow, anything goes enduro, like a real enduro.
Gosh, like a real enduro. Yeah. It is going to be kind of neat. But
wow.
Ed's talking about getting the Mud Bosses started down there.
That would be cool. I think.
Yeah, I'm getting some interest that way. I think we can get them into it, and it's definitely the way the Mud Boss series is set up. It's fantastic. Right?
Well, it was funny because my kids have the big Traxxas RC cars, like you buy, like the monster trucks,
mm-hmm.
and they've been playing with those again. And I'm just like, because we bought them, Santa Claus got them for them. I mean, and you know, they played them for a while, and they, you know, and all of a sudden they just got them out. And you know, they had an old baby gate that we were using for the dog, and they'd run it up that and do a backflip. And I'm just like, so they're getting an RC cars again. So maybe they'll have to end up with some RC derby cars. But those things motor along pretty good too. So maybe I could build a cheater car on one of those.
You could.
What I was wondering about the RC stuff is there a specific type of RC car that you have to use? I mean, obviously you can't go to Walmart and buy one, but
you could.
Is it just basically any kind of like can car or?
No, it's not a pan car. For you're talking about for the derby stuff.
Yeah, I mean, what is like the regulations as far as like
it's a Traxxas
come in.
Traxxas Slash is what we've seen the most of. Would you agree with that?
Oh
Slash
yeah,
Slash Rustler.
Mm-hmm.
And what I noticed is that you guys build the cages like out of curtain hangers or curtain rods. I mean,
that's right.
Yeah.
That now what is there as far as the reinforcement part of it goes? Is there a like, okay, that's way too much.
Yeah, there's been cars that are way too much. There's thicknesses.
Didn't you have a car get put on the trailer at Blizzard Bash?
Yeah.
Just checking. Yes. I'm sorry. Go on with your question, yes. Sir. I apologize.
there's metal thicknesses. It has to be 024. And no, we're getting away from the pinching, right?
Right.
Like what Brad Witt was doing with his hoods, mm-hmm. and the body lining is still allowed to be done, but you can't pinch it quite the way that Brad was doing. And then your cage material is supposed to be the equivalent of that 024 tripled over. So that curtain rod's just about perfect for bumpers and stuff like that. But
it was interesting to see all the different body styles at the race or the demo on Sunday. It was very interesting to see just all the different variations, and that's why I was wondering, because I know you guys have a set of rules that you guys go by and stuff, but it was just still interesting to see it all and how certain cars, even though they didn't get smashed in, they got taken out quick because, like you were saying, like transmission going and stuff like that. It was right. Very interesting to watch, right. I can tell you that.
That was not a Rick Engelhart transmission.
No, they don't melt down.
Well, you know what I mean. I'm not a motorhead. I just paint the cars. That's all I do.
You do a nice job of it, too.
Mm-hmm. Very
definitely.
Nice.
Speaking of which, now, Ed, I noticed that you stretch the body out even more?
Yeah, I played with it a little bit this morning, tried to fold it out some. Kind of really wish I hadn't have done that. But it's,
I'm glad because remember we were looking it over and, like, there was green paint on it, and there's no green paint. It wasn't green when you sent it to me, and I didn't use any green. So the car took a licking, which I thought was awesome because it showed the durability of the paint.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, I couldn't find anywhere on a chip of paint come off.
Yeah.
And it was awesome paint job there, Donnie.
Thanks. Kurt put a hurting on the back end of it.
Yeah. That
went up inside of it.
That rear end was rolled under pretty good. Definitely liked that picture of you and I stretching the car back out.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to do some more of those with you, you know? I mean, keeping it inexpensive and just getting something, just another aspect to throw in there to, you know, grab more attention for the sport.
You need to get into it yourself, Donnie. You need to drive.
Yeah. If I can put the paintbrush down long enough. I got real demo cars coming up soon. I got to paint.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And I'm pretty sure that we're going to, the Redneck Wreckers, the team that I'm on, by the sounds of it, they're going to be hitting some demos this year. And, you know, I mean, we do it for the kids. We love showing up with cars that, you know, the kids just fall in love with. The team that I'm with, you know, I don't always get to make it to all the shows with them and stuff, but they are a great set of, you know, they're awesome people. They just, they go there to have fun. They help anybody out. Just like I noticed with the RC teams on Sunday, how they were talking and interacting with each other. It was really cool.
Yeah, great group of guys that running the RCs, man. We just always flat have a good time. It doesn't matter where you finish. It's how you do it, and that's the whole ball of wax and the fun right there is coming out with something like you did me up here and mutilating it. I mean, I drove 8.5 hours to do that and finished 10th, and I'm not complaining.
That's insane.
Awesome. Like I said, it's fun to do stuff like that. You know, just something different. Like I said, seeing all those different types of cars, I mean, as an artist, I was just like, holy cow, I could do so much with every single one of them. But, you know, it was cool seeing, you know, the car that you made, Chris, the Rosa, that was awesome. You know, doing stuff like that, that is, to me, as like a fan, somebody that's looking at it, my son and I, you know, we're going to look at getting into it down the road, but, you know, it was just cool to see that, and I think that's really what's going to propel this, you know. And Chris, you're awesome. I mean, I know you don't probably like it and stuff, as I understand, but still, you've done so much, dude, and wow, I guarantee everybody, you know, thanks you a lot for that.
Well, there's no doubt Chris he's helped the RC definitely launch across the nation, no doubt.
I'm meeting Mike.
But all right, well, you guys take care, and Ed, I'll be talking to you. Chris, thanks, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
No problem, Donnie. Thanks. That was Donnie Danny. He's the guy that airbrushed those cars. He was at the New Year's Eve party too.
Oh, cool.
He was there. He did a shirt for Jesse Cohn. Did a ton of stuff there at New Year's Eve, and I think he's coming back again this year. I tell you, I think we're up to like 4 or 5 vehicles now to give away as door prizes.
Really.
Yeah, we've got at least 2 full-size cars. We got a truck.
Is one of them a 74 Tudor Cadillac that's guaranteed to go home with me?
No. No, like...
We got to talk later.
I don't think any of that's true. I don't think... There's not one factual thing that you said there.
We got to talk later.
No, there's a couple Crown Vicks, and there's a truck. Jeremy Gulley's going to be giving away just for showing up.
Really?
First, there's a truck, and there's a... Going to be pretty sure that Sherman's got at least one compact, and Jeremy Gulley is working with FTR, and we were able to strike a deal, so we're going to have a Crown Vic from him. Josh is going to have a Crown Vic that he's, and it's just a door prize. It's not a raffle.
Is the Josh Decker Crown Vic going to be signed
on the dash?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, I just, you know, make it worth more.
This is actually, it's on airbags and on like 14-inch rims, the wire spokes. This is more Josh Decker than Demolition Derby, yeah. But yeah, you know, you could pull that stuff off.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So you buy your ticket, you come in the door, you get a little green ticket, and if your number's pulled, you win a car, just like that.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. The best thing I got last year, besides a lot of thank yous and great jobs, was... Brett brought us those beer steins.
Yes.
And they worked great at the open bar. That was awesome. Not going to lie, I was pretty happy with that. But I'm easy to make happy, I guess.
But Ed, did you hear that? How that happened? He got this glass beer stein.
Well, we all got them, but I was...
I'll do the talking for the moment. He's got this glass beer stein, and he goes up, and the open bar, he wanted... a drink to be mixed in it, and they're like, no, no. And he leans over the bar, and he says, maybe you don't realize, I'm here with Chris Marquardt. I'm actually one of the people that are putting on this. I'm one of the people that are putting on this show. And a couple hours ago, I just signed a really big check that says you can fill this. And she filled it. I mean, Brian was very subtle about it. He didn't throw his weight around, didn't name drop or anything. I thought it was
That was really cool.
Is my microphone back on now?
Yes.
Actually, what happened is I got sick of going back up and forth with the little plastic cups, and I went up and said, ma'am, could you please fill this? She said, it's an open bar. I'll fill whatever you want. And I was blow up my glory from then on. But that was a great story you told, Chris. I mean, that was, you know, creative writing or something. That was good. That was a good one.
Try to.
Well, it sounds like a stand. You were just trying to conserve on making trips.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. I was, you know, trying to work smarter, not harder. But great time. Hopefully we have even more people up here this year. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, we had
a lot of people this year.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with all, and it was amazing. I mean, you know, when Sam Williams showed up, we had, you know, six people from Minnesota show up.
I think there was more than that.
Well, there was Randy, and Jenny. Randy and Tammy. I thought there were only two Browns came.
Oh, maybe.
Six.
Still, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm
Brandon. Brandon and his wife. And Sam and Candace drove out. I mean, mm-hmm. it was amazing. Hopefully, we can get more people to show up and have another great night.
I'll try to make it next round.
Absolutely.
Another wife mentioned it to me 2 days ago. She says, you know, we're supposed to go up there for New Year's Eve.
We had a good time. We really did. We had a lot of fun. And it was funny because, like, people were talking to Josh afterwards, and they're like, we thought you guys were doing a show. And we're like, no, we just did the awards. And then we didn't think many people would really be interested. Yeah,
there was a lot of people that wanted us to
leave. I was watching y'all, and after y'all did the show, like you said, you turned it off. And I was like, shit, I thought they was going to keep it going. I kind of felt like I was at the party, you know. So
I think that's an extraordinarily bad idea.
Yeah. I left before I got really interesting, but it was a great time. Great food, great time. Another one of Chris Marquardt's incredible ideas that worked out well.
I don't know about a great idea.
It was terrific, man. Everything worked out good.
It worked out well. Got everybody together. That's what we like.
At one point, I was talking derbies with Sam Bandow and Mad Mike DeFrisia.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. Yeah. Then Brett Riley came over, and Ben Haas came over, and it was just awesome, man. There was so many great guys there, you know, talking, and a lot of fun. And that's the thing is, you know, we don't get to do that enough because, I mean, when mm-hmm. we go do the shows, you know, I mean, we might get to talk to guys before inspection. But then after that, I mean, they're, you know, fixing
stuff. It's business
stuff
for them, and it's business for us. I mean, we were talking about Kenny Rosno and how – you know, his car finally bent. You know, we didn't even get to find out half the stuff they were doing to that car. And the reason why that car finally bent, actually, you know, you mentioned Eric Moulet. A number of guys had the same problem. They ran four features in 4 days.
Yeah, they did.
That would be why those cars were bending.
But you know, it was great. I mean, you know, to get together with everybody and talk. Because we don't get to do that enough at derbies. Everybody's so busy, you know what I mean? And it was nice. You know, we could just stand there and shoot the breeze and – you know, unfortunately, we don't get to do that enough at the shows we go to. But, you know, we get to talk to people, but not just, you know, relax and take it easy and, you know, hear stories. And it's always fun to do that.
And hear stories about what people are doing when they watch the show. I can't. When we do live derbies, I love the Facebook messages.
Yeah.
Those are
guys
so cool.
In bars, people, or people in bars, or people. Know. How about, was it Blizzard
the cooler.
Bash? Was it Blizzard Bash where the guy went to McDonald's? And sat and watched because they had free Wi-Fi.
Was it Blizzard Bash?
I think it was Blizzard Bash.
Or was that Woodstock?
No, because I was there for it. It might have happened at Woodstock also, but I remember I was at one.
I remember the cooler. Do you remember hearing about the cooler? These guys had a local bar. This was our second year. We've been to Blizzard Bash 3 times, right? Mm-hmm. Our second year there. They went to their local bar, and it was a quiet night. And they took over one of the TVs. And by the time they were done, they had daisy changed their TVs. So all of the TVs were showing Blizzard Bash. This year, they had a party around it. They got the pay-per-view. They looped it through the TV. And they had like 250 people at this bar. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the bar was obviously thrilled. And so, like, the numbers that we get turned back in aren't we've talked about this 100 times. They're not representative of the number of people that are actually watching. It just tells you how many buys there were, how many devices are logged in to the server. You know, you figure there's this device is logged in, but there might be 10, 12 people watching. Or in that case at that bar, we're a year removed from them taking the bar over. It had a party, you know, the bar really embraced
there
it.
There's a bunch of those cooler. Sure at Blizzard Bash. Guys are texting, people were texting in and telling us about that. So it's awesome, man. It's definitely, you know, people keep talking you know, demise. But it just seems to me like it's growing. You know, I mean, every year there seems like there's something new and more people watching.
Scott wants to know if Ed would go to Utah for an RC Derby.
Yeah.
Wow, good for you. I can say this. If they drive RC cars like they drive full-size cars, it would be interesting.
Yeah. Yes, it would.
It would be interesting.
That carousel start is what would get me.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I mean, hopefully it would be like, you know, right there near Blizzard Bash, and I could just skip over from Kansas out there.
I know. You're familiar with they got this hot new thing called a map. And if you open it up, you will see that Topeka is nowhere near Utah.
Oh, I know that.
But he's halfway there.
Exactly. You're saying just keep on trucking on going. Yeah, it's... You know, the thing is I bet
it's another 20 hours of driving. No, not 20.
I don't know if it's 20, because it was...
I would say it was a good 12.
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think it was like...
You guys...
What did Eric say? It was 20 hours from California to Topeka.
Yeah.
Right? So it wouldn't be...
Well, I can't remember what Troy said it is from California when he goes to Utah. 10 hours, maybe?
10 or 13, was it?
10 or 12, I can't remember, yeah.
Depends on where.
Yeah, you're right.
Depends on
where. You could probably do it another 10, 12 hours. But you've already drove 24. What's another 10? You know what I mean?
Really? I know Josh will pull an hour of that for
Absolutely. Yep, no doubt.
Poor Josh. just let the record show that Ed isn't beating up on Josh Decker. He's beating up on Josh Farrell.
Right.
different Josh.
Different Josh. Something with that name, though. Those guys get beat up.
That does happen. Does happen. So, Ed, what'd you think of Central New York before we get out of here?
I had a great time here.
Take a look at it a little bit.
The Derby was awesome, and then we spent the day just kind of touring around the area, the architecture and everything. Just had a flat blast while I've been here.
Good.
Look forward to coming back.
They were surprised when they were tooling along, passing farm after farm after farm, and all of a sudden there was a mall.
Yeah.
Bella Mall.
Yeah, no kidding. That's kind of new.
Come like
back
farmland.
Next, come back next year.
Outlet Mall.
Yeah, come out next year and check out the casino. That's going to be pretty neat, too.
When Lago should be open by then.
Yeah. Right, are you getting a casino in there?
Yeah, actually right out by our interstate. You get off the interstate, and it'll be right there waiting for you. Actually, right out a couple miles from the Outlet Mall where you guys were at. So it'll be...
They couldn't find it again, though. They wanted to go back, and... They didn't know where they were going when they found it. So
found it by accident and couldn't refind it.
And doesn't stumble on it again.
That happens.
But they went over and visited Seneca Lake State Park.
Cool.
Got to visit one of the, that is the largest and deepest of the Finger Lakes.
Deepest, Seneca, or Cuga's longer. Cuga's longer, Seneca's deeper.
Well, this is my first trip to New York, period.
You've never been
to New York? Get out quick before I start taxing you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get out quick. Let's start paying taxes.
There's going to be a guy waiting at the border. Down in Virginia, it's not the same world when it comes to taxes.
No.
Not like it is here.
No.
Well, I'm glad you came up. Glad you were able to stay. I know you got a long drive ahead of you tonight.
I do. But we can just take our time now. We can sit on the way up here. I was a little late leaving, so we kind of kept a hammer down the whole way.
Yeah.
The wife's always like, you know what you're running? I'm like, yeah, everybody else is doing it.
The guy that's kind of in charge of everything comes cruising in 5 minutes late. Car's not done. So we're trying to kill time. All the guys from HT go booking it over there. It's like, well, that car's about to get 10 times harder.
I got to thank David. He definitely jumped on my car and took care of it for me. Got me in the game. If it hadn't been for him, I might not have really got into it. And but Dave Tillery is just great with those things. And he put me together in 5 minutes. And
you ever watch him measure? Does it all with his thumb. Just holds his thumb like that. No rulers.
Guys that do it a lot, like Ben. He eyes it, and he's there. If you do it a lot, you get good like that.
I can't make a straight line with a ruler.
But you can do a podcast.
I can do a podcast. We gotta stick with your talents, I guess.
Absolutely. Someday I'm gonna find mine.
I won't hurt you.
That's all right.
I won't do it to you. Thought about it, but I won't do that to you.
What do you think? Stick a fork in it?
Yeah, I think we covered all our bases. We did everything that we want to do tonight. It's going to do it for episode number,
124 of the Crash Course. Ed, man, thanks so much for coming up and hanging out with us.
Pierre Dagenet.
Pierre Dagenet.
124.
Yes. Yep. That's right. I was trying to figure out what the connection of Pierre Dagenet, who drives modifieds, and the Demolition Derby. It's like I'm running through them.
I'll explain some other connections off air, but go ahead.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Let's get out of here because I'm anxious to hear what that's all about. That's going to do it for us. Again, thanks everybody for coming on, for our phone calls, and everybody that was listening at home. We appreciate it, and we'll see you right back here again next week.
The Crash Course Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com. The 2015 Ladina Grand Slam, Bolt Lockwood Motorsports, and the 2015 Keystone National. Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash 2015. Demo Derby Master. Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York.